Oh, so how is everybody?
Like I say every week, wow.
Ah, God, it's a lot. I know. Did anything come up for you? I'm sorry, Sonia, what was that?
Yeah, a lot of stuff. Yes, I have a question, Kate.
Okay.
As usual.
Yes.
Was there something to ask? Okay. I'm triggered by this fact of, since love is energy, why is it so important to infuse it to others? Aren't we consuming, to others that we do not think that they deserve it or they would understand or whatever? Isn't it better to infuse love energy to ourselves in order to protect ourselves?
Well, you do want to do that. But what happens is when you can infuse others or send love to others, especially somebody that you may have a conflict with or not feel comfortable with in some way, we're having that feeling of being uncomfortable with them because we're holding a fear energy in our body. That's where that uncomfortable feeling comes from. It's not a love energy because it's uncomfortable. So, okay, here's just a out there example. You're driving down the highway and somebody cuts you off and they just keep cutting you off. They keep weaving in and out of traffic and cutting you off and you're afraid you're going to hit them. Now, the logical mind would say, flip them off, or you got ugly thoughts about them. So do you send love to yourself to keep yourself safe? Well, you're still having thoughts about them that you're not happy with them. If you send love to them to get to their destination safely, that takes you from I don't feel good about them to love energy, where you are protected, where you now have the opportunity to see how to avoid them, or they take off and go another way, or they fall back way behind you. They're away from you. You've opened the way for a higher outcome. Anytime that we are having feelings, thoughts, emotions about someone or something, it could be a country, it could be an event, a catastrophic event in the world. When we're having negative, less than love feelings about that, we're going from our love vibration up here down to the fear vibration here. So, yes, logically, with your thought process of just infusing ourselves with love, that's the normal way to do things. But if you have negative feelings about someone else, you can only have those feelings if you're down here. And we don't want to be down here. We want to be up high in the vibration of love. That's where we always want to be. So no matter what somebody else is doing, if we're uncomfortable with it, the first thing we want to do as soon as we can remember is to infuse them and that situation with them with that love energy. And then it takes us from here back up to here, where we do have that protection of love energy. Just like, Florence tells us about the body, what that energy does to our body. If we're not in a love vibration, and we're in a fear vibration. We're never in both. It's one or the other. So if we're in a vibration of being uncomfortable with someone because maybe we don't like them or they just said something awful to us and we're having these feelings or these thoughts about them that are less than love, then that's where we are. And that's what we're manifesting from. Even though we're sending love to ourselves, we want to send love to them too, to fully take us out of that aggravation energy and up into that love energy. Does that cause more questions? Or does that make sense?
No, it does make sense. I just don't get why should we infuse another person that has mistreated us badly, has mistreated us mm-hmm. with love. I'm going to give you an example, Kate. The other day, I had this group, and we were speaking about and something that I've been working on for a lifetime, which is forgiveness. And I came up to this conclusion. I don't know if I'm right or wrong, but I came up to this conclusion. It all depends on what you mean by forgiveness. And I think here it's the same thing. What do we mean by love?
Okay.
Going back to my example of forgiveness, which is a fact that happened, I asked the people, what do you mean by forgiveness? So some answered letting go. Some answered having no resentment. So having no resentment, forgiveness in the sense of having no resentment, no rage, no fear, no sorrow is good. But if for you forgiveness means letting go, and that's good too. But for me, forgiveness means when I forgive a person, I take him back or I take her back in my life. So I don't want to forgive a person to take the person back into my life. And love for me is a bit the same thing. I don't know if I got the point through.
No, I understand. Gail, what were you going to comment?
Well, I think maybe it's a translation thing, but forgiveness does not mean that you take them back into your life or that what they did is correct. You're not saying what you did is okay. You're saying you're not going to carry the burden anymore of the resentment that you carry. And I think for Kate's example of cutting you off in traffic and you sending love energy to them, maybe what that will do is stop them from hurting somebody else. Mm. It's not that you are saying what they're doing is right, but you're blessing them and letting them go.
Mm. We're not condoning bad behavior.
Yeah, that's the way to put it.
We do, you know, even though we don't want to judge, we do have to decide, is this going to hurt me or is this safe for me? So we're not condoning someone's behavior or saying that what they did was okay. It's never that. Forgiveness, and there again, it could be a translation thing.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we need more words and we don't get them. The forgiveness is the gift we give ourselves. That's where relationships are about us. Forgiveness is about us. Infusing someone else with love is about us. It's always about us. You know, it's not selfish to think of us first. We have to think of ourselves first to shift our energy, because we get caught up in the day-to-day stuff and we're trying to people please everybody and take care of everything. We got to step back and look, okay, what am I feeling right now? I have to take care of this.
Mm-hmm.
It's the oxygen mask has dropped and we have to put it on. It's like we're on that plane. If we don't take care of ourselves first, we can't take care of anybody else.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes.
I was doing some automatic writing and it basically, you know what's happening in this country and it brings up a lot of stuff. And they basically told me, you know, do I want to contribute to the fear and anger and sadness on this earth level, or do I want to rise above it and send love to a positive outcome for the situation? I don't want to be the problem. I want to be part of the solution. So it only makes sense to send love.
Again, go ahead, Gail.
Oh, I was going to say maybe a more helpful word than judge is discern.
It's not like
you're judging them that they're right or wrong. You're discerning that what they did is not healthy for you. You're discerning that it's not wise for you to continue with this relationship.
Yeah.
Good job.
That's right, Gail. Words are very important. And the meaning that you give. Sorry, Gail, go ahead.
Yeah, it can really twist the way you look at something and take a lot of the angst out of it.
Exactly, because the word love is so important, so powerful. Mm-hmm. And even forgiveness is so powerful. I prefer using the word, instead of forgiveness, let go.
Mm-hmm.
Just let go.
Mm-hmm. Well, and if you say bless, if you can bless them and let them go, then you are, in a sense, forgiving them. In a way that's works for you.
Yeah, exactly. It's moving the energy. So no matter what word we put on the energy. We don't want to be in fear energy. We want to be in love energy. And it doesn't mean taking somebody back in our lives. My mother was not a very nice person off and on most of her life. And I had to move myself from that energy because she influenced me. I let her influence me to a degree that I was miserable, just miserable. And that was my own, that was me letting, it had nothing to do with her. I was allowing her to move this energy in me that made me miserable. In order for me to be strong enough to not allow that to happen, I had to detach from her completely.
Exactly.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And I went back and I forgave her for all the things that happened. And I forgave myself for my part in it. Cause I wasn't innocent. You know, I had my own part in it, but forgiving her to create a higher outcome for her and forgiving myself. I never told her that I forgave her because it wasn't about her. It was about me holding resentment and anger in my own body. But I didn't reconnect with her and she passed away. And I'm okay with that because I had reached that level of forgiveness and love for her. I was able to send love to her and be okay that she passed away. And I didn't speak to her again.
Hey, you know,
yes.
You know how you wrote that book about your dad in the waiting room?
Uh-huh.
Have you ever connected to your mother since she's passed?
No, I don't want to talk to her. I mean, I love her, but I don't want to talk to her. You know, she made my life a living hell while she was on earth. I don't want to talk to her now. You know?
But maybe now from another perspective, she's totally... She doesn't feel that way. She saw what didn't work. And
well, she's dead. She's sorry. Okay. So I had a real flash just then. She's definitely, oh my God, Barbara, she's been whispering in your ear.
Maybe.
She's sorry. She's sorry, but she needs to move on. And I've moved on. You know, I love her. I can look back now and love the times that we had that weren't awful and feel that. So I think that we've reached a place of where we're okay. I think that we agreed on that kind of relationship just for this kind of call. Because there are so many people out there who society teaches us that we have to keep people in our lives that are family, even if they're awful. You know, people abuse you physically, mentally, spiritually even. And we have to choose and make that discernment to not be a part of that.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
You know, just because. Go ahead, Gail.
You're enabling them.
Yes. Yes. Because they don't listen. They don't hear. They don't hear what you're saying.
Yeah.
And then you meet people that are friends with you. And you're, you know, you're close friends. And then you find out that they don't have any idea who you are. what's important to you and how you feel about things. And then you have to go, okay, I understand that you don't know who I am. And clearly after all these years, you haven't heard a word I've said, and that's okay. I bless you on your way. I'm not angry with you. I'm not upset. You know, you're in that state of neutrality where things don't move you. You're in that love vibration, and you can see that we're not in agreement anymore. We're in a conflict, and I can be okay with that.
Mm-hmm.
Our energy, you know, when you raise your and you're all going to find this, when you raise your vibration higher and higher, and that's what we're all here for, there are going to be people that cannot engage with you anymore. These people, you're not going to engage anymore. It just doesn't work anymore. And they can choose to say, hey, what are you doing? I want some of that. Whatever it is, share. Or they're going to try to grab you and drag you back down. And that'll happen too. So you have to be strong enough to say, this isn't for me anymore.
Mm.
I love you, but I'll see you later.
And let go. Yeah.
And let go.
Mm-mm-mm. Okay. I got it. It's a word. It's a translation, maybe. It's an interpretation of the word.
Yeah. And you know, in our membership, we were talking about the word release. When I first started teaching the Game of Life Mastery program back in 2014, when I'd say you to release something, I can't do that. Nobody knows how to do that. Nobody knows how to do that. They hit a mental block. So just like with Florence's books, you know, every chapter she'll bring up something from a different viewpoint, a different perspective. She'll use different words, a different example, and it may speak to us now at that level that, oh, yes, I get that. So we want to release. We want to process through. We want to heal. We want to be free of that energy. Bottom line, we want to be free of anything that's less than love. And we want to hold on to with both hands that feeling of love and shift into, you know, Sonia brought in the knowing months ago in our membership. That it's just that knowing that everything is fine, that the wheels are turning, the energy's moving, and we are manifesting miracles every day. It's allowing ourselves to have the eyes to see. You know, when you start thinking about, I think it was Marianne Williamson used to talk about how God made babies and flowers. And, you know, just like my mouse here, I've destroyed these things with a hammer when I just couldn't take it anymore because they just refuse to work. Man made those. But you look at the beauty of a flower, your own hand, the miracles that happen every day, no matter how much awful news that comes into our world, whether it's through media, you know, our phones or TV or the radio or whatever, we hear negative stuff and there that initiates that fight or flight. Okay, is this affecting me? How is it affecting me? Oh, this is awful. I mean, I had a really good day last week because, you know, I wasn't feeling well last week. And then Jesse told me about RV Wade and Roe versus Wade. And I said, Jess, I had a really good day today. Could you wait until tomorrow to tell me that? You know? And then I was like, you know, I felt all that energy of what the F, you know?
Yep.
And then I thought, I can't indulge myself in that energy because it brings me down. I have to, like Barbara said, even though everything that it looks bleak, things happen that look bleak. But we can consciously choose, am I going to stay in this energy? Or am I going to choose a higher vibration of energy? I can now, just like we did in the beginning of our call, we can call the angels in and hold their hands and we can create this circle of love and put in the center of this circle anything we're not in agreement with. Anything, person, situation, event, a tragedy. You can put those things in the center of the circle and infuse them with love energy, and it raises us out of the fear because it's rampant.
And I love how you said that. I mean, that just sort of put it all together for me when this happens about having our circle and putting them in the center. I love that. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Yeah. It's important for us because we understand the energy now. You know, we've taken Florence's teachings to a whole new level of understanding, and you can't go back. You can never go back.
It's okay.
Go ahead, Barbara.
So we can also do that with when stuff comes up for us. We can put that in the center of all the angels and put love to it. If we can't,
yes,
just put that feeling there. Not sure what it is, not sure where it came from, but just know I have to send love to it, mm-hmm, and let it dissolve. I love, yeah, that. Thank you.
There are so many different ways to process through energy. Use what works best for you. You know, I'm providing a whole bunch of different tools, step-by-step guidance on try this. And if you're still feeling it, okay, well, then let's look at another way. When I put out the Game of Life workbook, the Sedona Method of Release was in there. Some people loved it who took the mastery class. Others went, not for me. Okay, well, then let's use a different tool. Let's use a different tool.
I heard a really great way to explain it from someone in the Lorien Association. If you picture negative energy as a cloud of smog circling the earth, and angels are working to clear that smog. And when we send love, we're helping to clear that smog. But that smog is fear, and somebody in dire straits somewhere can channel that fear and use it for violence. And so it's in the best interest of the world for us to help reduce the smog of fear around us. And I just thought that was the most amazing way to picture when, yeah, we send out love, we're helping dissolve that, uh-huh, smog fear. And I think it's probably especially intense right now over Russia. Uh-huh. And so maybe we need to be, you know, helping, just visualizing, helping release some of that.
Beautiful.
Anyway, yeah, it just really spoke to me.
Well, and Florence talked about that too, that, you know, infusing energy of love, she called it blessings, to nations. You know, things can't hurt us. I mean, you know, obviously, if somebody slaps the hell out of you, it's going to hurt. Okay? Yeah, it's going to hurt. But our spirit never dies. It never dies. When my dad was dying, and he was in open heart surgery, and there was a problem. And so this friend of mine said, he wants to talk to you. Well, I'm sitting in Colorado. He's in a hospital 1,000 miles away. I'm like, how am I going to do that? And so I just set my intention to communicate with him. And next thing I know, boom, I was in my mind's eye. I'm over the operating table. He's standing there waiting for me. And he says, I'm fine. I'm fine. His body was dying, but he was fine. And he assured me he was fine. He looked great. And he said, I'm not crawling back in that body because it hurts. I'm done. Our superconscious higher self, our spirit, lives forever. It's never going to die. You know, Florence even talks about that. I don't remember which chapter it is, but we'll get there. About transcending death. As humans, we fear death. We take on so much fear of this planet. That evil that she talks about, that fear, it's a real thing. And it can, as Gail was just saying, you know, people can channel that to do terrible things. We can overcome that. We have the choice and we have the power. We're learning every day more and more. about how to take care of ourselves, how to raise the vibration of the planet. The more we bring in the light, the darkness cannot hide. It cannot hide. It's going to be revealed. It's up to us to be strong. And when we gather together like this, it's so much easier to be strong, to feel that stamina within us, that we're not alone. Because so many of us who are Florence Goshen students, me included, we've always felt like we never fit in anywhere. We try to fit in, and it's just like we just don't. I went back for a high school reunion, and this guy friend of mine took me over to see his mom. And when he went to the bathroom, she said, you never did fit here, and you still don't. Just look at you. Oh, yeah, she said that to my face.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, she did. Yep. What are you going to, how are you going to respond to that?
Obviously, thank that was goodness. A very unhealthy community.
You say, thank goodness. Next.
Boy, am I glad I moved.
Right?
But, you know, you look back at things like that and you go, I maintained my poise. As JJ says in our membership, she's always talking about poise. I maintained my poise. It was probably because
these things move me.
I was so stunned. I was so stunned that I didn't even know what to think. And it wasn't until later I was like, holy crap, she really said that to me. But you know what? I can laugh about it now because I don't need her approval. I don't need anybody's approval.
And I bet that really got to her when you didn't say anything or whatever, when you held your point.
I don't know.
That affected her more than if you had like shriveled up or walked away or whatever. I bet, it was perfect.
She was worried I was going to take her son away from her. That's all that was. And he even told me that if I moved back there, he'd buy me a house in Memphis. So I was like, no. I would die back there. I would absolutely die. But, you know, we have the conscious choice when we start feeling that anxiety, that fear of the outside world. You may be having a beautiful, wonderful day, and all of a sudden, zing, you feel something that is not even yours. It's mm-hmm. everywhere. It's around us. It's in the grocery store. Mm-hmm. When you get together with people in a mall, And there's so much energy. We have to protect ourselves because we're empaths. So many of us are empaths and we feel every little bit of energy that's going on around us. You know, use your tools to protect yourself. Ask your angels to surround you with divine white light or a diamond steel shield. I use that diamond steel shield. And when I use that in the mornings and I hear it really loud, I think, oh boy, this is going to be a day. It's powerful today. Okay, let's go. Does anyone have any other questions or any thoughts?
Say hi to Kate. Say hi to Kate.
Okay. Well, then we're going to go ahead and complete. We have gone a little over our time, and I want to thank you all for being here and for sharing this time with me. You guys are awesome. Have a wonderful, wonderful day. And if anything comes up for you, please post it in the Facebook, and we will all be right there to support you and to celebrate with you if there's something that you want to celebrate. Okay?
Thank you. Thank you so much.
We have to get to see you. Okay, everyone have a wonderful day. See you next week.
Thank you.
Have a great week. Bye-bye.